972-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Tonight I want to speak to you from a topic, the high life, not the high lie, but the high life. I want to start by saying that we have entered into a season, I'll call it the beginning of the best things that are yet to come. This is the beginning. Of course, the paradox is the world is going to get darker, and people in the world are going to get darker because they have not the Christ. And they're going to grope in darkness. The word declares that evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But not so for the church. Amen. We are progressively becoming more and more Christ-like. In other words, his image is growing and increasing and transforming us. All right, so we want to talk about the high life. Now, when we talk about high or low, I think about frequencies. You know, in an airplane, you that travel a lot, you experience this. When a plane takes off and he's flying and you start to hit turbulence, the pilot won't go down. What they do to overcome the turbulence, they go higher, okay? And whenever, you know, sometimes they have to fly through stuff, but whenever they can, they fly above it, okay? So when we talk about frequencies, there are low frequencies, mid-range frequencies, and higher frequencies. You know, we have a praise team, and even those that may not be on the praise team, some can really sing well. But I don't know that any of them can break glasses. You know, they hit a note and the glass breaks. But you know, there are people that can do that because their voice is on such a frequency. Dogs can hear sounds that we can't hear, and so can other animals because God has gifted them to be able to hear certain frequencies. Say a dog whistle. You know, we wouldn't hear it if I blew one, but you know, if we had dogs anywhere in the building, their ears would go up because they would hear it. High frequencies. Now, when Jesus hung on the cross, it's interesting. The word says, just before he gave up the ghost, with a loud voice, he cried out, "It is finished." Now, he wasn't just saying it out of pain or whatever. He was hitting a frequency in the spirit, because at the same time that he cried out with that loud voice, something was released from his voice that some miles away in the temple, the veil was torn. And it wasn't torn from the bottom up. It was torn from the top down. So the frequency that he had released was high. Okay, so we're going to talk about the high life. Many are satisfied with low frequency living. Tell somebody that's not your portion. I'm going to tell them that's not God's will for your life. But, you know, society, the world, culture, all these things try to dictate, and the system of the world is not geared for you to progress or prosper. It's geared to keep you on low frequency. Like the spider that paralyzes the fly in his web, doesn't kill him, eats them alive, and he spins them in that web, and when he goes to eat them, the fly is still alive. It just pokes him and sucks all the life out of him into the spider. That's how the system is. Dead. Not a word. Not even a peep or a sound. Because we all know about that. And how the system, you know, will have you working the rest of your life to feed it. Feed the greedy folk at the top. In this series, I hope to do a message entitled Need, Greed, and Seed. Because we have to know the difference between the three. But we're going to take a look at the high life. Now, what I want to start by laying this, by laying a foundation, I want to start by saying we prosper. Tell somebody right now, I want to prosper. It doesn't just spell dollar bills. But that's a part of it. Finance is a part of it. But we prosper as our soul prospers. But let me take it a little further. We prosper as our soul lives in God. Your soul is not really prospering if you're not walking in the Spirit. You might gain some stuff. You might get some opportunities, but you're not really prospering unless your soul is living in God. Now, people gain a whole bunch of stuff in the world, got money, cars, houses, fame, all that, but they're not really prosperous. Because they're not living in God. Matter of fact, most of them are heaping it up. The wealth, the riches of the sinner are laid up for the righteous. And where the truth told, many of them have sacrificed their children, their marriage, or their third, fourth, fifth, or sixth marriage. Huh? They stay up all night, got ulcers, all kind of stuff. They got a bunch of stuff, but they all messed up. Because they're not prospering in God. All right? So establish that we prosper as our soul lives in God. We're not those that go out and do stuff and then ask God to bless it. Are you? Sad again. We probably all have done that before. We run out in haste and done stuff and then ask God to bless and find out God wasn't in it. I'm going to say it again. We prosper. Say this with me. I prosper as my soul lives in God. Give me Acts chapter 17. And let me see where I want to start. Let's start at verse 24. Acts 17. We're going to start at verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. And I pause there and just put a little bug right there. You know, this building and even what the Lord will grace us, God willing, in the future to build is not where God dwells. Now, God will bless it. And he will come there and be there because we are there. Okay, so get that back up. He does not dwell in the temples made with hands. Next verse. We need to establish that. Neither is worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Here's the verse I want you to see. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Verse 29. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. All right? Now, when we talk about we prosper as our soul lives in God, we must establish, first of all, your life does not consist in the abundance of things you possess, or even in the lack of things you possess. We have to establish that in our heart and have our mind renewed to these realities. No matter how much you may gain in the way of possession, or how much you might lose. You know, time passed when the Great Depression and such things happened. People lost a lot of money. They jump out the window. They lost money. They jump out the window, not knowing that when they died, they were going to lift their eyes in hell. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world? Come on, and lose his soul? God has to get you ready to prosper you. Come on, tell somebody the high life. This is where we miss it sometimes, because people start to take take credit for what only God can do. What is it that we have that we didn't receive? Tell me. Tell me what you're going to take when you leave from this life and you pass through to the next life. What are you taking with you? You came here naked, and you're going to leave, let me say it, naked. You ain't taking nothing? So what does it profit? See, this is the mindset that we must develop. It's not that we don't like nice things. I think we all like nice things. I like comfortable this and that. You know, I like, you know, nice things. I don't want to be driving down the road and leaving a trail of smoke. You know, bump the bump. You know, everybody know you're coming two blocks away. Here come the pastor. No, I don't want that. But my life does not consist in that. The Lord gives and the Lord can take it away. Think about it a moment. Will it ever come a day where the Lord can bless you with something and then tell you to give it away? I've been tried like that to a degree. You've heard my story. I remember someone came up and gave me a roll of money in this hand. When those Holy Ghost hands say, I'm in a roll of it. I just got a glimpse of it. I knew it was a lot of money. And I slid it into my pocket. Somebody came up on this side. And the Lord said, give that to them. My first thought was, the devil is a lie. This is my blessing. But see, everything has an appointment. And see, you can't let your seed become your greed.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.